League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Time show on Toledo Sports Leader 106.5 The Ticket.
Miguel thinks it's a fly ball, right field, way back and right. Garcia to the fence, looking up, and it's gone, a home run.
Wow.
Miguel Cabrera with a two-run shot to right is 24th, his fifth home run in the last week. The Tigers lead it.
This 106.5 The Ticket sports exclusive is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik Jr. at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Matthews got it, throws. He's got Golden Tate who makes the catch inside the 15, inside the 10, and he's biking away. He's into the end zone. Pack the bags. Start the plane. This game is over. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Get ready. It's now drive time.
Sweeping left side, 10-5. Touchdown, Curtis Samuel. And the Buckeyes win it in overtime. A game that they trailed by 10 points to give Ohio State a 30-27 victory over the University of Michigan.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocked the shot. Sent Gretzky in. 3-0.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it. DeMarco, 15 feet, 4 inches, center of cup, President's Cup to the United States.
All right, everybody, how are you? Another edition of Drive Time coming to you tonight from the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. My name is Mike Miller. As always, this show driven by the low-payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Here's what's in store tonight. 5:35 tonight, Matt Melzack will join us from Kalamazoo, where the Toledo Walleye have a 2-0 lead over the Kalamazoo Wings. Of course, if you haven't found out already, Ben Wilson has been suspended indefinitely for, well, obviously for the rest of this series. You kind of know what the commissioners think in situations like this. Brian McKenna, the commissioner, is, you know what, sit him down indefinitely. And you know what, if Toledo with a 2-0 lead over Kalamazoo finish off the Kalamazoo Wings, this thing might go into next season. Now, if Kalamazoo should come from behind 2 games down, who knows what might happen for the next round for Ben Wilson. So I think they did the smart thing. They put it in the back burner. We'll address it somewhere down the road. Definitely out of the lineup tonight for that 7 cross-check to the back in the neck. 7-time cross-check to Toledo Walleye defenseman Simone. Anyways, unbelievable. Simone Denny, the cross-check to the back of his head and neck area. So, again, that's the situation there in Kalamazoo tonight. Game 4 of that series, by the way, is in Kalamazoo on Wednesday night. If there's a Game 5, right back here at the Huntington Center on Friday night. Tigers with an off day yesterday go into tonight's game in Tampa Bay. Third-best winning percentage of all in baseball. Michael Fulmer will get the start tonight for the Detroit Tigers. Tigers at this point in time are 8-4. Also tonight, Kyle Rowland will join us along with the low-payment king, Ralph Mahalik, at 5:15. Kyle's been our go-to guy for the University of Michigan sports over the last year or so. He is in studio tonight here at the Superstore. National Hockey League last night, phenomenal. All 4 games went to overtime. 25 NHL playoff games to this juncture. 11 have gone to overtime. Pittsburgh and Columbus tonight. Pittsburgh with a chance to close out the Columbus Blue Jackets, who really deserve a little bit of a better fate in this whole situation. Getting back to the playoff bracketing over the years. 2 good teams. I just like that 1-16 thing if they would ever get into that. I know there's talk at other levels as well. Here's 2 teams that really, with the regular season they have, probably should expect a little easier time in the first round. Pittsburgh, Columbus. I mean, that's like a conference final matchup. Columbus down in that series by a count of 3-0. Toronto Maple Leafs, big win last night as well. Nashville, how about this, over the Chicago Blackhawks, 3-0. So that's it. This is Drive Time. My name is Mike Miller. The amazing April deals continue up here at the Monroe Superstore. How about this one? 2017 Ram 1500 four-door express crew cab 4x4. How about this? $138 a month. Visit the MonroeSuperstore.com for all those deals and many, many more. Well, my general manager of FanDuel, my director of player personnel, is standing by. By the way, FanDuel gives you the opportunity as well to select a team on the PGA Tour. Get your picks in before first tee time on Thursday. There's more than golf, though. Of course, you have fantasy basketball, fantasy baseball, new contest every day. Play as often as you want. Play in big tournaments or just play against your friends. Over 2.5 million players have won cash prizes when playing fantasy sports on FanDuel. Try it today. I'm going to bring in my general manager. I'm going to bring in my director of player personnel. Light schedule in the major leagues last night. Frank Gargano, who did we have and how did we do?
We had Hanley Ramirez. He went 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI. Avisail Garcia, 1-for-4 and a run. Danny Salazar, 6 innings pitch, 1 run, 7 hits, 2 walks, a couple of Ks. And Mike Trout, 2-for-3 with a walk and a stolen base. So really not too hot.
Did we, well, we didn't cash then, obviously. How do you assess your performance as my general manager at this juncture?
I think I started off pretty hot, and then it's been going a little downhill, as you could imagine. I think you could have made that assessment yourself, but, you know, just like a lot of struggling teams in Major League Baseball, it's very early. So I have a feeling we're going to spike up towards the All-Star break.
Well, I wanted you to assess your yourself under public scrutiny at this point in time. Hey, by the way, new users will get FanDuel's Combo 5-Pack. That's valued up to $50. That's 5 free entries to a combination of 50-50 beginner contest. Just finish in the top half to win cash. To get your 5 free entries, go to FanDuel.com. Click the Join Now button and enter the promo code France. That's FanDuel.com. Promo code France, void where prohibited. All right, everybody, the Low Payment King and Kyle Rowland right around the corner. This is Drive Time here on ESPN 106.5. The Ticket, University of Michigan football talk after this.
Talking local sports, it's Drive Time on Toledo's sports leader, ESPN 106.5. The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore. Be careful. Gorgeous day out there. Glad to have you on board. Coming to you from the beautiful showroom as the amazing April deals continue. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. Again, just had a very harsh behind closed doors meetings here talking about my FanDuel general manager back at the studios, Frank Gargano. He's got to pick up his game a little bit. We need some cash. Come on, Frank, get all over it. Best pick last night was Mike Trout, by the way. I like that one. And besides him, I'm not real high on the other ones. Joining us now to talk a little University of Michigan football. First, a big announcement. Over the last year or so, Kyle Rowland has joined us. He took over, I guess, about a year and a half ago, the University of Michigan football beat for the Toledo Blades. Done a wonderful job. Of course, everybody knows how I operate. As soon as I saw the byline one day, I went to his buddy Dave Briggs and said, how do I get a hold of this Kyle Rowland character? We got to get him on the air to talk a little Michigan football, and he's always been very gracious with his time. That being said, had a high-level meeting yesterday with the Low Payment King. He told me to be up here early today. Of course, I got caught by a train here in the Monroe area. But they was telling me a little bit about Italy. Everybody knows about that, the University of Michigan as well, and a little partnership here now between the Monroe Superstore and, of course, the Toledo Blade and Kyle Rowland. A lot of exciting things coming up here starting on April the 22nd. First, we'll bring in the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. Congratulations, kind of like old home week here, is able to put the face with the voice with Kyle Rowan. Tell us about your meeting today and what we're going to be doing starting on April the 22nd.
Well, Mike, thank you. We're thrilled, excited to have Kyle Rowan here. Thrilled to meet him today. I've heard him on your show many times. And we've continued to do a lot of partnerships with the Toledo Blade and BCSN and Drive Time with Mike Miller and the Monroe Superstore and try and connect all the dots. And Kyle's going to be going over to Italy to follow the Wolverines here for the next 10 days. And we're very excited for him. And so we sponsored his trip through the Toledo Blade. And I'm sure he'll have plenty of exciting things to say about this little trip. I can't wait for the feedback. Can't wait for the articles in the Blade. And hopefully Kyle maybe call you in. I think it'll be about 11 o'clock his time. And call in and do a couple of interviews with you over the next 10 days.
Well, a young guy like him, I'm sure he's going to be in a bistro someplace or maybe enjoying a little thin crust pizza over there. I certainly would be with a trip like that as well. I'm going to try to figure out if I can do some type of travel frozen doggy bags from some of the great cuisine that he's going to have over there in Italy as well. First, Kyle, I want to talk to you, if we can, just briefly here. You know, I'll give the score. It means absolutely nothing, by the way. The Mays beat the Blue 31-29 on Saturday, which means nothing. Everybody wants to know what went on with the particular players and so on and so forth. We had Pedrovich on last night talking about the Ohio State spring game. He came up with some pretty interesting nuggets here as well. And, of course, what did they have up there? I think somewhere in the area of about 60,000 on Saturday on a great football day. First thing that stood out to me, Kyle, and your story today, 17 starters not back for the University of Michigan. So, you know, I'm not saying that's a problem, but that's a number when you read, you know, the length and the size of your story the other day. It's one of the things I highlight. So there's work to be done there.
Yeah, I mean, you say it's not a problem. I kind of beg to differ. It probably is a problem, especially last year was set up so perfectly for Michigan, and then they have the 10-point lead against Ohio State. Obviously, they lost that. So it was their year, but I don't think you're going to see some significant drop-off from Michigan. Great talent in the recruiting trail by Jim Harbaugh since he's been there. Wilton Spate, I think, is a pretty solid quarterback, even though people want to act like there's some controversy because of the spring game. So I think you're going to continue to see Michigan progress. They have only one starter back on defense, which is the most glaring thing going into this season. They have a great defensive coordinator. They've got guys that have experience. Rashawn Gary, the number one recruit in the country last year, is going to step into the defensive line, I think, and be a difference maker right away. And you're going to see a 9-10 win team again this year, and they're going to be a factor in the Big Ten championship race.
Hey, just because I'm surrounded by Michigan guys here, and anybody who listens to this show knows I'm an Ohio State Buckeye fan. I've told the story a million times. My mom and dad owned a tavern, exactly, probably a driver and a three-wood from the Ohio State-Michigan line, and I remember those great parties. This is all the way back into the 70s and so on and so forth that they had at their place of business. So I got to give the Michigan folks a little jab every now and then. Urban Meyer, by the way, on Saturday, very gracious with the press, spent a lot of time with the folks in your ilk and my ilk, people that cover teams. Well, Jim Harbaugh didn't even want to talk to the media after a spring game. Tell me a little bit about that. Did you guys chase him into the restroom? Was he hiding? No comment from Jim Harbaugh?
But it wasn't just a spring game. He hasn't talked to us all spring. So the Orange Bowl post game was the last, well, I guess signing day, National Signing Day was the last time he talked to the media. It's just kind of Jim Harbaugh being Jim Harbaugh, I guess. It's not totally uncommon in the past in the spring. He's kind of avoided the media after spring games. But it sounds like he'll be talking to us frequently in Italy. So that definitely bodes well for the media, but I don't think people feel too sorry for us.
No, well, listen, you want to hear what, I mean, I don't want to hear what he'd have to say and assess things. I mean, you know, it's odd, and I've talked to this with other folks before. In the National Hockey League, after a morning skate at 10 o'clock in the morning, both teams skate, Both coaches are made available that morning for 15 minutes each. My favorite, of course, was John Tortorella when he was down in Tampa Bay. You would never miss that. I mean, that was, you know, you'd pay to get into some of those things, which are unbelievable. But, you know, I just think it's a little, I've had the same conversations with Nick, too, how close things are at Ohio State. And you ask him about practice, and Nick always has to throw up his arms and go, Mike, don't ask me anything about practice. We never see practice. Very secretive. It's nothing new, but it is what it is.
Well, you bring up an interesting point with the NHL angle because, I mean, Harbaugh was an NFL coach, and everything's regimented in the NFL. They have to talk to the media so many times a week. They have to do the injury reports, all this stuff. So it's interesting that now he gets back into college and is so paranoid that you can't watch practice, you can't talk to the media, you can't reveal anything. I mean, he's out and out lied about some things. So I don't really understand why coaches are so secretive about everything. I mean, Urban Meyer is very open with some things and talks about things and will reveal, you know, injuries and stuff that maybe people would be surprised about. And he's obviously very successful. So I don't think hiding stuff means that Michigan's going to win the national championship or anything like that.
I don't want to get too far off base here, but I laugh in hockey now. It's always the upper or lower body injury. And Ralph can attest to this. He had two boys that played in the OHL. I laugh at the younger broadcasters at times. You go to the other broadcasters before the game, say it's in London. Okay, what's wrong with so-and-so? Upper body, lower body. I said, listen, that kid played with probably 12 kids that's in that other locker room. They've known each other since they're 9 years old. Our players know what's wrong with them, so I don't know who you're trying to hide these things from. It's a little bit bizarre. Did the assistant or the coordinators come out? Of course, Don Brown on the defensive side and Drevno on the offensive side. Did they come out and talk to the media?
They did, and they were open about things. They're both pleased, but coaches, much like what you were saying earlier, even they kind of understand that it's hard to get a read off of spring games just because you don't have all the starters playing on each side together. I mean, they'll be split up. You don't have – I mean, you'll have sometimes third-string guys and walk-ons in. So it's really hard to kind of get a feel. They mostly want to just see if they're, you know, in the right place and how their technique is and all that kind of stuff. But I've always thought spring games are just the hardest thing to cover and to decipher any kind of, you know, warranted knowledge from or whatever, because you just don't know how to judge it.
Low Payment King Ralph Mahalik joins us along with Kyle Rowland talking Michigan football in a contest that we're going to touch on in a moment. I'll tell you where the most secretive place in the world is right now. It's in Toronto with a general manager by the name of Lou Lamoriello. There's nothing getting out of that camp. I can guarantee you that right now. This is lockdown time. Players' phones, I'm telling you, have been confiscated by management. And that's not an exaggeration. Believe me, I've seen it happen before. Any other position battles, Kyle Rowland, that intrigued you on Saturday?
I think one of the more intriguing things, and this is actually going to be a story here in a couple of days in the Blade, the wide receiver position, just because Michigan, they lost basically all their targets, including tight end Jake Butt. So that's a big thing for Wilton Spate, not only because he lost all this production, but it's a lot harder to kind of become cohesive and get the chemistry with wide receivers. I mean, people kind of just think it just happens, but you actually have to work at it for months and get all the terminology down. And two of his main targets this year could be true freshmen who are early enrollees, Tariq Black and Donovan Peoples-Jones. And both of them look pretty good in the spring game. So those are two guys, and the wide receiver position is a position that I think is something to continue to watch as we get to August.
Kyle, Jabril Peppers, anything? What's going on with him come the National Football League draft right around the corner? What are you hearing?
I mean, that's a great question. He continues to be, even in this NFL draft process, to be a polarizing figure. I mean, in college, if you talk to one fan, they thought he was terrible. You talk to another, they thought he should have won the Heisman. And in the NFL, I mean, some scouts don't know what position he'll play, and others say, hey, I think he should be a top 15 pick, and he's going to have a, you know, 10, 12-year career and being all pro. So who knows? I think he will end up being a first-round pick. And someone that's confident that they can put him in a position to succeed, I think will take him. And he's just too athletic and too smart to not make it, in my opinion.
Kyle, what about the offensive line? Michigan's got to replace a lot of guys. They did a pretty good job last year, but Wilton Spade, if he's going to find these young receivers, he's going to have to stay upright. So what do you think about the development of the offensive line?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a great question. The line was good last year. It just never really kind of lived up to expectations, in my opinion. I thought it was going to be one of the better ones in the Big Ten, and they were consistently mediocre in the three losses and kind of contributed to those losses. Ben Bredesen and Mason Cole, two experienced guys coming back, I think will kind of anchor that unit. And I honestly think it will be better this year than it was last year. Michael Onwenu, I don't know if you guys remember him, just a huge guy, came in at almost 400 pounds, but super athletic, and you would have never known that he weighed that much just by looking at him and seeing how he moved. He's a guy who's probably going to take one of the new starting spots off on the offensive line. So I think it honestly will be an improved unit this year.
Again, Mike Miller along with the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik, Kyle Rowland, who, by the way, is on his way to Italy, sponsored by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. He'll be there from April the 22nd, April 30th, leaving on Friday, by the way. We'll be getting reports here on Drive Time as well. We're going to track him down. We have people there. We're going to find you. Of course, he'll be covering the University of Michigan Wolverines and that trip over to Italy. Reading about their special teams, maybe they find a sidewinder over there that can kick a little bit, back in Gary Premium style, playing a little football in Italy. So that's another side of things as well. Special teams for Michigan.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't throw like him, though.
I'm surprised you're pretty young that you remember. You probably have seen the highlights over there. Yeah.
Yeah, Kenny Allen was a huge loss. I mean, a jack of all trades that did the place kicking and the punting, and he was pretty good at it, I thought. But Quinn Nordine of sleepover fame a few years ago, when Jim Harbaugh slept over at his house, will probably be the kicker this year. Some people were surprised he wasn't last year. He kicked a 48-yarder in the spring game and would have been good from 55, 60 yards. So it looks like they'll be in good hands there. Punter is somewhat up in the air, and that's an important position. I mean, Jim Tressel kind of shows you that, and other coaches have shown you that, but you think, whatever, you'll just fit something in there at punter, but that can win you and lose games, no doubt about it.
Punter for Michigan lost that Michigan State game, as I recall. So that's a pretty big deal on that last play of the game. Kyle, what are you most looking forward to on your trip to Italy for yourself personally?
Honestly, it was mentioned earlier, the food. Absolutely. I'm fascinated to see how it tastes, interested to kind of try different things. Vatican City, I'm sure, will be an interesting thing. But the food is definitely something that's at the top of my list.
Very good. Well, have a blast. And then I want to take an opportunity, Mike, to remind everybody, speaking about trips, we have the Michigan-Florida football game. We're giving away a trip for two to Dallas, Texas for the Cowboys Classic at Jerry Jones AT&T Stadium, Labor Day weekend. You can go to our website, MonroeSuperstore.com, register to win that trip. It's airfare, it's hotel, it's two tickets to that big game, University of Michigan versus University of Florida, kind of in a rematch of our bowl game that we recently had with Florida. And it should be a great time. I know I'm going. I can't wait to go. I've never been to AT&T Stadium, so I can't wait to go. And having Michigan and Florida there both is going to be awesome. So please visit our website, register to win that trip. We're going to give away a bunch of other goodies like Uber, dinner, all kinds of other good stuff. So check it all out at MonroeSuperstore.com.
Now, good stuff. Hey, great having you both on. Good seeing you, as I said, putting the face with the voice. Kyle, thanks for your contributions to the Low Payment King and myself here in Drive Time over the last year. Always very gracious, normally on Mondays and a lot of times on Fridays for the previews. So we certainly appreciate that. And thanks again. Thanks, guys. This is Drive Time. My name is Mike Miller. Quick reminder, too, talking about things going on. Discounted tickets on sale now at Northwest Ohio area Menards for the Menards 200. That's at Toledo Speedway, 76th running. That's coming up on May the 21st. Menards 200, presented by Federated Car Care, Toledo Speedway. All right, everybody, the TAS Electronics. TAS Electronics Sports. TAS Electronics Weather. right around the corner. A little traffic brought to you by SuperFitnessToledo.com. Live report coming up from Kalamazoo, where Matt Melzak standing by. Game three tonight, the Walleye and the Kalamazoo Winx. Back after this.
It's the Drive Time Show on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Drive Time. My name's Mike Miller. The show is always driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Glad to have you on board. Kyle Rowland on his way to Italy to watch the University of Michigan Wolverines in Italy prepare for the upcoming season. A trip the Blade will have all the coverage. We will have it, too. Of course, we had a lot of Blade personnel and a lot of folks, of course. Kyle Rowland, the beat writer for the Michigan Wolverines, right here at the Superstore today. Had a great chat with the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik, and, of course, Kyle Rowland. So, again, starting next Monday, live reports from Italy on the University of Michigan Wolverines. Speaking of Michigan and the state of Michigan, Matt Melzak standing by up in Kalamazoo, where tonight the Toledo Walleye take on the Kalamazoo Wings. That's game three of their best-of-seven series. Game four is tomorrow. And if I say, if necessary, to, you know, make a precedent here, if there's a game five, it'll be Friday back in Toledo. We hope that is not the case. Hello, Mr. Melzak. How are you?
I am doing great, Mike. Great to hear your voice, as always.
Are you next door to my old broadcast location there?
I think I'm actually next. Yes, I'm exactly next door to your old broadcast location.
Well, just go over there and give it a little pat on the top of the desk there and just give it some good karma, will you? Eight seasons in that barn. We hope Kalamazoo doesn't win tonight, but, you know, just a little karma in that booth isn't bad. Well, I think the commissioner did the right thing on this Ben Wilson, you know, suspension for this vicious 7 cross check and Simone Denis. So he's out indefinitely, which tells me basically the wait and see what happens to the end of this best of seven series, Toledo and Kalamazoo. Even if Kalamazoo should pull this off, which I think is a long shot, I can say that. I'm not sure that you can right now, but I think it's a long shot. I think the league would readdress that again and probably suspend him for the next round anyways. From what I saw, I mean, it warrants to me at least, I would say, a total postseason suspension for Ben Wilson. And if Kalamazoo goes down in the first round, I would say it might even carry over to next year. Do you agree?
I would certainly agree. And I would actually, I could even go a step further, Mike, and I'm willing to do that, that I think it warrants a lengthy suspension. And if, you know, this series ends up being shorter, and Kalamazoo is out, I think there needs to be quite a substantial suspension to start the year. That kind of a play there, Mike, is, as you know, you've been around the game for a long time. That has nothing to do with the game of hockey. It is not a play at all. It is, you know, I mean, yes, you'll see some cross checks. There are penalties for that, but when you start getting into multiples like that, that is not anything that is warranted or part of the game in any way, shape, or form. And I think that's where the message has to always be sent from the league office, that this kind of outburst of any kind is not going to be tolerated in this game. It shouldn't be. It's not part of the game. It's not anything remotely close to it.
You know what? And I'm going to guess, Matt Melzak, that Ben Wilson now, after, you know, thinking about his actions, that he might agree with you. Listen, from what I've heard and what I've read, I mean, listen, the guy basically just lost it, pure frustration, and you're right, there's no place for it in the game. Which leads to the next question. I'm sure Dan Watson and the Walleye are going to get off that as quick as they can. You don't want this even to be, you know, part of the chapter tonight in Kalamazoo. Get on with playing the game. This is behind us. Let's move forward.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, the coaching staff, between Dan and Andy Delmore, they addressed it and it's over with. Now it's on to game three and trying to win game three here, trying to take these two games here and eliminate the Kalamazoo Wings. That's the plan. And it all starts with game three, of course, tonight. So all their focus and you've talked to Dan, you know, tons of times. He's very goal driven. This goal is to get through this round. And, you know, the next game is ahead of them. The goal is to win game three. So they're putting everything they have into winning here tonight in a very difficult building. As you know, from the years. It's a tough place to win games, and it has been so for a long time. Toledo won 3 in the regular season, went 3-2 here in 5 games played against Kalamazoo in this building, but it's very difficult to win here on a consistent basis, and we'll see how Toledo handles it here tonight.
You know what? It has been a tough building over the years, believe me, and I remember some of the, but you know what was always the thing that offset teams that went in there and played well against those Kalamazoo clubs? In my memory, and this is going back a ways, was good goaltending. And Toledo certainly is getting that now from Jake Patterson.
Yeah, they really are. Jake's played fantastic all season. He had a couple of games that he certainly would like to have back, as most goaltenders do during the course of the year, but he won 34 games in a regular season, 34 out of the 72 that Toledo played. He got the W in. And that's a pretty impressive number. It was one off of Nick Vitucci's single season Toledo ECHL mark that he set in the 94-95 season. That's how good of a year between the pipes that Jake Patterson had. I mean, he finished second in the year in voting for goaltender of the year, and he's carried that right into the postseason against the Kalamazoo Wings. And that said, there's a pretty good duo on the other side between Joel Martin and Nick Riopelle. They're going to go back with Nick Riopelle, who played in game one, who played okay in game one. I thought Joel Martin was outstanding in game two, Mike. When you think about it, the 5-minute major penalty that came after that Ben Wilson play on Simone Denis, he had 3 or 4 unreal stops that all could have very easily have been goals, including one where he completely robbed Tyson Spank. I don't know how in the world he got back from his right to his left to make that save, but he did. It could have very easily been a 5 or 6 nothing first period for Toledo a couple of nights back on Saturday, but I thought he was fantastic, but they're going to go with Riopelle tonight.
You know what, and I don't want to get back to the Wilson, Simone situation there, of course, Simone Denis situation, but you know what I read today, and I didn't know, and I must be the only person in Northwest Ohio that didn't see the highlight. I certainly heard it from a lot of people, but I was glad to read today, and I'm going to get off this real quick. Because my first question was, and this was an observation, not a criticism. I want to be very clear here. I said 7 cross checks. I mean, where were his teammates? Then all of a sudden, I read today there was almost instant repercussion there. I mean, listen, the game's changed. It's been cleaned up a lot. There's no way what happened there, of course, with Wilson should happen. But I was glad to see a few guys stepped up as well.
Yeah, they certainly did, Mike. And you're right. It felt like an eternity, but it really wasn't that long. I mean, the way he was firing them in there, and you're almost in shock as probably a player. And I remember,
right.
I think it was Tyler Spink was in the corner there, and he looked over, and then once he realized what was going on, he dove in there and grabbed a hold of him. But I mean, you're almost in shock as a player. Is this really happening? And then I remember Bo Schmitz was all the way out at the blue line, and he came flying in, too, in a heartbeat. He probably saw it starting. And, you know, but by the time you get over there, you are probably 5 or 6, 7 in. So, I mean, it was a very rapid thing. I know I was stunned that it was happening. And then, you know, it's almost like, you know, you can't realize, unbelievable, this really happening? And then you've got to react. And I think that's basically
right.
What happened. And Toledo did very quickly.
Well, listen, I'm going to let you go here. I wanted to play a little, you know, itinerary with you. You know, I've lived on one for 40 years, and I know you do as well. I was a little surprised. Did you guys go into Kalamazoo last night?
We certainly did. You know what? The Wings actually did the same thing. They came in last Thursday for the Friday game. I know it's not a long trip, but it's one of those where, you know, Dan decided, hey, I want to go in early. I want to make sure we're there. Get a morning skate in the building, make sure everybody is reacclimated with the bounces that can occur in Wings Event Center. So, yeah, we went in early, had a nice morning skate today, and kind of just bust in last night, Mike. So we probably got in around 6 o'clock, 6 to 6:30, and guys could have a nice dinner last night, and they did that. And then obviously the morning skate and just get ready to go for the game instead of, you know, sitting on a bus for a couple hours on the way up here.
Well, I'm guessing, too, a lot of guys watched one of the 4 NHL overtime games last night. Unbelievable. So, hey, listen, have a good call tonight. Appreciate it. I might give you a jingle tomorrow if anything interesting happens here tonight. Good luck. We'll talk to you down the road. Always gracious with your time, Matt. Thank you very much. Our folks here in Drive Time appreciate it, and we'll talk to you down the road.
You got it, Mike. Thank you so much for the time.
That's, again, Matt Melzack, voice of the Walleye. They are in Kalamazoo tonight, where the Walleye lead that series 2-0. Chance to crank it up to 3 games tonight. In Wing Stadium in Kalamazoo. Brings back a lot of memories for me. Spent 8 seasons there. Lived in a little place up there called Gull Lake. Very, very nice. Love the community. Love the ownership group. But I'm rooting for Toledo. All right, everybody, back after this. My name is Mike Miller. This is Drive Time. It's driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik, right here on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket.
I've the ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Today is Tuesday, April the 18th. This is show 1,373. We have put 436 different guests through Drive Time. All of our guests now, of course, appear on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. Order by phone or at any of the 20 Northwest Ohio or Southeast Michigan locations. You can do it by phone or visit Vito's.com. How about this? Giant one-topper, $9. That's through the 26 Vito's Pizza. Just a couple of other notes. Toledo's ESPN 106.5 The Ticket and Buck Brothers have a chance for you to win a new driveway for your home with the ugliest driveway contest. Just head over to 1065theticket.com and upload a picture of your ugly driveway. Contest ends May 14th at midnight. From Buck Brothers and Toledo sports leader, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Also got this from Paul Helngren the other day. Tuesday and Wednesday, April 25th and 26th at Savage Hall out on the University of Toledo campus. They're going to have a rocket sale, 2-day sale of rocket gear, uniforms, equipment, other items as well. Again, 9 to 7 o'clock, April 25th and 26th. That is over, of course, at Savage Hall. And one other note here at the Monroe Multi Sports Complex up here in Monroe, 7 o'clock Saturday, April the 29th, hockey against heroin, the Monroe County Sheriff's Department, the Fire Department, a lot of folks involved. Sponsorship information, call Major Jeff Kent at 734-240-7730. Hockey against heroin coming up on April the 29th. So, had a good show here today with Kyle Rowland. He's on his way, of course, over to Italy. We'll be talking to him on Monday as the Michigan Wolverines are over there. A lot to talk about with Kyle starting next week. Another trip for the Wolverines, and again, across the pond they go. So we'll have updates on the University of Michigan. Everything else, Tigers tonight taking on Tampa Bay. Fulmer will get the start. There's your Reed Funeral Home. Detroit Tigers, by the way, their third best winning percentage in baseball in Tampa tonight. Talk to Matt Melzack, where the Toledo Walleye and the Kalamazoo Wings go head-to-head tonight up in Wings Stadium in Kalamazoo. Game 4 of that series, by the way, is tomorrow. Tomorrow, a doubleheader. We'll be out at Sylvania Tam-O-Shanter. Drive time from 5 to 6 o'clock. Then from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, face off the hockey show in year number 19. Thursday, I'm going to head north up into Canada for a day. A little hockey work going on up there. And Nick Switala will be hosting here Thursday from the Monroe Superstore. Again, like to remind everybody, amazing April deals here at the Superstore. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. All of our guests appear on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. Giant five-topper or specialty now, $14 through April the 26th. Thanks to Kyle Rowland, the low-payment king, Matt Melzack. Good night. Talk to you tomorrow, everybody.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.